Welcome to Teaching Smarter, the podcast where we turn learning into a habit of reflection and growth. I'm your host, Iris, and today's episode is about a reflection strategy that literally gets students moving while they think. It's called the Four Reflection Corners. After a project, a field trip, or a hands-on workshop, students often walk away with rich experiences, but no structured way to process what they've actually learned, what they still need, or what they might need to change. The Four Reflection Corners method helps them do exactly that, in a way that's active, visual, and collaborative. Let's walk through how to bring it to life in your classroom. Step 1. Set up the room. Before the activity begins, prepare your space. Label each corner of the room with one of the four categories. Corner 1, have and want, things we have now that we want to keep or build on. Corner 2, don't have and want, things we're missing but would like to develop. Corner 3, have and don't want, things we have but might need to reduce or change. And corner 4, don't have and don't want, things we're glad we avoided or don't need. Print large, easy-to-read signs or write them on posters so students can clearly see the categories from anywhere in the room. This layout transforms your classroom into a map of growth. What's working, what's missing, and what's next? Step 2. A movement activity to gather ideas. Now it's time to get students moving. Give them about 10 minutes for the activity. Students walk around the room, either individually or in small groups, and visit each corner. At every corner, they answer the reflection prompt using sticky notes. They can write as many as they like, then post them on the corresponding wall or poster. Here's an example from a STEM context. Imagine students have just completed a group software engineering project. They might write under have and want something like, "We built strong team collaboration. We want to keep improving testing automation." And for don't have and want, they could write, "We need better version control strategies." For have and don't want, they might write, "We had communication overload in the chat thread." And for don't have and don't want, "We didn't have major coding conflicts, and that's something to keep." This activity turns reflection into movement and dialogue. Students start seeing reflection not as an abstract exercise, but as something they do together. The next step, step 3, follows with a group debrief, where the notes are turned into insights. Once all the sticky notes are up, gather everyone together for a short group debrief, about 5 minutes. Ask the class questions like, "What did we notice about our current strengths and goals? Are there common patterns? Which areas came up most often?" You might also ask, "Did anything surprise you in the have and don't want corner?" This brief conversation helps students connect their reflections to action. They begin to see which habits, strategies, or tools are helping, and which ones might need to shift. Let's look at how this activity works across different subjects. In STEM, it helps teams evaluate process and performance, just like the software engineering example. Students connect collaboration, problem solving, and technical learning all in one visual snapshot. In social studies, during a civic engagement project or class debate, the corners could include insights like, "We have strong group discussions. We want to keep open-minded dialogue." And, "We don't have enough reliable data. We want more reliable data before forming opinions." And, "We have but don't want too many quick judgments during the debate." And also, "We don't have and don't want any personal attacks. Good teamwork." In language arts, when working on a creative writing or literature project, the corners might include, "We have good feedback on peer reviews. We want to build on that." And, "We don't have strong evidence in literary analysis. We want stronger evidence in literary analysis." And, "We have but don't want over-reliance on one interpretation." And also, "We don't have and don't want writer's block. That's progress." And in the arts, it can help reflect on a performance, exhibit, or collaborative piece. "We had and wanted great creativity and teamwork." And, "We didn't have but wanted better time management during rehearsal." And, "We had but didn't want too much last-minute stress." And also, we didn't have and didn't want conflicts. We communicated well. Each variation reinforces the same pattern. Students identify strengths, gaps, habits, and next steps, but in a way that feels dynamic and alive. The four reflection corners method turns reflection into a physical process, one that engages both the mind and the body. It helps students literally move through their learning, mapping what they've achieved, what they need, and where they're going next. So next time you wrap up a big project, a lab, or a field trip, don't just talk about it, move through it. That's where insight becomes action. Thanks for joining me on Teaching Smarter. For a printable version of the Reflection Corners, check out our Reflection Nuggets toolbox. Until next time, keep teaching, keep questioning, and keep reflecting.